I read a satirical story with a feminist take on, saying, "What if the wise men had been women?" It said things would have been different. First, if the wise men had been women, they would not have arrived many months after Jesus' birth, because they would have stopped to ask for directions. Second, if the wise men had been women, they would have been there to clean up the mess so Jesus wouldn't have had to be born in a barn. And finally, had the wise men been women, they would have brought much more practical gifts, including a chicken casserole, so the family would have something to eat. So today, we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. Epiphany means manifestation. God reveals himself to us in a way that enlightens, surprises, challenges, and even transforms us. In the first reading, Isaiah prophesies about the restoration and renewal of Jerusalem. The prophecy gives hope to the exiles that suffering is part of God's plan for the renewal and transformation. It was in Babylon, ironically, that they came to a growing consciousness, an epiphany about what it meant to be God's people. In the gospel story, the Magi obeyed the call of the Spirit to embark on a journey beyond the security and familiarity of their surroundings. The three kings, who are pagans or non-Jews, search for the only one who has come to redeem us and fulfill our intense longings. They know who he is because they bring him the most appropriate gifts, not the practical gifts, no? As the humorous story would tell us. Gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, and myrrh for a victim in atonement for sins. They know that he is the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, the only one through whom salvation can be found. So as we come to an end of Christmas season, we are confronted with a question now waiting to be answered at the beginning of our gospel reading. Where is the newborn King of the Jews? Or simply put, where do we find Christ? The gospel does not give us an answer, but clues. As the journey progresses, the Magi learn to discover that the God they were looking for would reveal himself not just beyond the fixed physical, geopolitical boundaries, but also beyond the limits of our human preconceptions and prejudices. The newborn King of the Jews is not found in a palace amidst the powerful and the wealthy as they expected. Rather, Christ is discovered in a simple house where the Magi saw the child with Mary, his mother. He would be found in the midst of poverty and squalor, wearing rags instead of robes, surrounded by shepherds rather than servants and footmen. Epiphany, then, is a kind of God's surprising or even shocking revelation, breaks through cultural, racial, moral, and all other layers of human boundaries. Christ is discovered among the humble, the overlooked or the neglected, the marginalized, the meek. Look among this and you will find him. Second, Christ is discovered off the beaten path. He is in a small town that most people wouldn't think about twice. And that was Bethlehem. This most extraordinary of children is found among the most ordinary people in the most ordinary of places. God reveals himself in unlikely places, in a stable, in the gift of a stranger, in a hospital, or even, as we are about to see again, at this altar, in something as ordinary as a sliver of bread. He is so ordinary that you have to search diligently, as Herod put it, to find him. So Christ could be anywhere. He could be anyone. He could be everyone. Look among this and you will find him. Third and last, Christ is discovered amidst the darkness. A star guides the way to the place where this new king is found. If you want to find him, follow that light. It's difficult to do that in a world so often overcome by shadows and darkness, especially now, especially in a time when people are fearful and uncertain, terrified and terrorized. It was that way in Jesus' time as well. But look at where the Magi found the Son of God, in a forgotten corner of the world, among forgotten people, under a star, beneath a pinpoint of light. So where is Christ? Follow the light. There you will find him, our ultimate source of light and redemption and hope. This is our Epiphany. God is made manifest to seekers in astonishing places, in astonishing ways. So if the first words of the gospel, where is the newborn king of the Jews, offer us a profound challenge, the last ones offer profound hope. The Magi, we are told, had to go home by another way. An encounter with Christ altered the direction of their lives. Whether we realize it or not, conversion happens when we encounter Christ. The direction of our life's journey will be changed. There is another way, a way that has been transformed by Christ himself. So today, happy Three Kings.